Have a care. Have a care. Have a care. Have a care. Fire. Here we are. Now, that's about a quarter of what it should sound like. What he does is he recovers the musket, he puts forward the pan, he cleans under the frizzen, he cleans out any residue powder, because if the residue powder will turn to like a wet soot, so he must make sure that that's clean. He'll clean it with his thumb. He will then recover the weapon when he's satisfied. He will close the pan, he will leave it in half cock, or fired forward, and he will shoulder the weapon.
I'm in the library of Prehen House with the organiser of today's event, Eilish Hayden. Eilish, tell us how you got involved in this event.
Well, I've been brought in by the Heritage Lottery Fund and by the Apprentice Boys of Derry to organise this event, which is centering around the Siege of Derry Museum. There's going to be a new siege museum being built in the next year. And what we want to focus on in this outreach project is what happened outside the walls during the siege. What happened inside the walls is very important, and a lot of people in the city already know what happened inside the walls. But we also want to look at the fact that there was a battle in Pennyburn, a battle in Craigan Hill, there was a Jacobite camp in Rosemount, there was a Jacobite camp supposedly here at Prehen. Ebrington Barracks was once called Strong's Orchard, and there was cannons, Jacobite cannons there, where cannonballs were being shot across the walls into the city and were setting people's homes on fire. So there was really an awful lot going on. There was even a battle in Gallia, as far out as Gallia. So we need to sort of really start looking at the siege in terms of a shared history, and something that involved all our communities.
And as you've said there, the siege wasn't just about the city's walls. It was in Pennyburn and Craigan. We're shortly going to be making our way outside to the front. We should say maybe lawn rather than garden, because it is very, very, very impressive. Tell us about the event today. What's going to be happening with the guys and the reenactment?
I sat down with Billy Moore when I was first hired in to do this project, and we were sort of saying, God, you know, history workshops, there's no amount of history workshops going on, and that's all wonderful, but we want to do something different. So we came up with the idea for a living history project, which is something that's being used a little bit more nowadays. And so we started off with a little bit of a timeline exercise for me, but they don't want to be listening to me all morning. So then we had these wonderful reenactors have come in, Brian and Thomas. They have come in and they're dressed up as Jacobite and Williamite, and they're explaining to people what the weaponry is, what's being used, what was being used at the time of the siege. And there was all these different weapons, and they were very complex, and they also wanted to explain to people about the costumes. You know, back in those days, a lot of the soldiers, they didn't even have a left or right shoe. Apparently they used to carry three shoes with them, or wear two shoes and have a third, and there was no difference between the left or the right, and this stopped them from, you know, having any one shoe wear out. So it was all these sort of intricate details to do with the siege that it's really interesting to find out, and all these little backstories. So the guys are out there in the lawn doing, are going to be out in the lawn doing that. So that's all wonderful. After that, what we have is we have this wonderful man called Cormac McSparran, who's a project leader with Queen's Centre for Archaeological Fieldwork. Now, he did an archaeological dig here last summer where they found a 17th century fortification. So that would relate to the Jacobite camp, possibly, that was here at the time. So he's going to explain about what they found and what the artifacts were and all these types of things. And after that, we're very lucky as well, because Colin Peck, who's the owner of this magnificent house, is going to give a wee tour. And so there's some people here that have never seen the house before. And so they're going to get a tour, but not just any old tour. They're going to get a tour, and Colin's going to talk about the house in terms of the 17th century, the siege period, and how things would have been here at that.
Colin's family have lived in this house since the 1960s.
They bought the house in the 1700s, and then they had, Colin has an ancestor who was part German. And when World War I happened, they were actually evacuated from the house, and the house was taken over by the British Army. And Colin's family didn't get their house back until the 1970s or 60s, whenever they bought it back. So it's very important in the sense that the family who've been here from the 1700s have retained this home. So
there's a fantastic turnout today for the reenactment of the siege with the tour here today, and they're getting a little restless, so I think it's best that we head out to the front.
Yes, absolutely.
I know some people will be worried about their shoes, absolutely. I know, mine are already destroyed, so...
Have a care! Have a care! Have a care!